Hey, you guys, me again. Time for the Tomes of Terror show where I review horror books, old and new. And today we're going to be talking about this book right here, Sharp Objects by Gillian Flynn. So let's do this. So I had been hearing a lot about Gillian Flynn. Probably she's most famous for her book Gone Girl, which was made into a movie that was very successful. And I had seen like a lot of her books, recommended by various other horror channels. So I decided this would be a good place to start because Sharp Objects is actually her first novel. It came out in 2006. Now, what I didn't know when I read the book was that I guess they've done like an 8-episode miniseries of it on HBO, which I have not seen. Amy Adams is in it, and Sophia Lillis, who was in the It Chapter 1. So I would kind of be interested to see that. I sort of like read a synopsis real quick, and it sounds like it's, hemming pretty close to the book. And I've heard good things about it, like, the reviews and stuff are good. But, I wanted to read the book first. Now, I will say, this book, I read it in one day. I mean, it's not super long. It's probably like 250, 260 pages, something like that. But even though it's not long, a lot of shit happens in it. And there's like a really lot of, character depth. And, there's just so much stuff going on in there, like so much. And I will say too, that this book is fucked up. There's like some fucked up stuff going on in this. Now, I guess that it's sort of classified as a thriller mystery type thing because it's like a serial killer and, they're trying to figure out who it is. I will say that I don't think, I think that it's less like a thriller, like a whodunit type of thing, as I feel like you can kind of figure out who did it or, kind of at least get in the ballpark of what's going on. I think what it's really excels at more than that, I don't even think that's like the main thrust of the book. I think like the main thrust of the book is the character study of the main character, whose name is Camille, and her coming to terms with the murders, coming to terms with her past, and everything that that entails, like all of the trauma and shit that she experienced then. So I think it's more like a character study than a mystery. It does have horror elements, but it's not like supernatural or anything like that. So here's the synopsis. There's this woman named Camille Preaker. It's told from her point of view. It's in the whole book is in the first person. She like grew up in this little bitty town called Wind Gap, Missouri. I don't know if it's a real town or not. And they're kind of known for like hog farming. And she had a really wealthy family, like her mom, Adora, owned like a lot of the hog farms in the area. So like most of the people in the town like worked for her. So she had grown up in this mansion. Now she had a terrible childhood in the fact that Adora is kind of a horrible person, like a horrible mother. She's very cold. She's very distant. She's very weird. And so that like messed her up. So she eventually she started self-harming. She later became an alcoholic, which she still kind of is in the book when the book takes place, like in the present. And she eventually ended up moving away. Now she did a stint in a mental hospital for all of the cutting that she was doing, and a specific type of cutting where she's always like cutting words into her flesh. So it's kind of like all over her body, like all these scars that she has. So she had done this stint. She moved to the big city. She moved to Chicago and ended up working for a newspaper in Chicago that was like third tier. So at the beginning of the story, her editor, who was also kind of like her father figure, because she didn't really have one when she was growing up. And he has been, since he's like the editor of this sort of paper in Chicago that's like, that nobody reads, it's kind of like the third or fourth one down, like in the fucking hierarchy or whatever. So he's always trying to like get that big story that's gonna like break them like nationally. So he's saying, hey, there was this one guy at this little Texas paper and he went back to his hometown to like write about these murders and that won a Pulitzer and maybe that shit should happen too. So it so happened that in the little town where Camille grew up, Wind Gap, Missouri, there's been like really weird murders. There was one murder of like a 9 or 10 year old girl who was killed and then her teeth were all removed. That happened like the previous year. And then when the story starts, another little girl has disappeared. So they're kind of like starting to suspect that maybe there's some serial killer action going on. And because Camille grew up in this town and because the town is so small that, you know, the larger newspapers haven't really caught wind of the story yet. So the editor named Curry like sends her back to the hometown to investigate the murders and write like a big feature story about it, because he's hoping that it will, you know, sell papers or whatever. So she ends up going back to this hometown and kind of she ends up having to stay with her mother because she works for a very small like newspaper and they can't afford to like put her up in a hotel or anything. So she ends up having to stay with her mom and her stepdad and also her half sister. Now, she also had a sister that died named Marion when Marion was a little girl. And this girl, her half-sister, who I don't believe she's ever met before this time, because I don't think she's been back to the town for like 8 years or something like that, because she's estranged from her family. So she comes back, and this little girl, Emma, is 13. And the way that the mom, like, dotes on this little girl, and this little girl is, like, super messed up, too. And she's like, she acts like real childlike or princess-like when she's in the presence of her mom and dad. But then when she's like out on her own, she's like a total hellion. She's like super cruel. She's like druggy. She's like super promiscuous. She's like, she's just messed up. So there's all of that shit going on too. So I will say, if you are bothered by reading about, you know, people who cut, if you are bothered by 13-year-old girls getting up to some really questionable shenanigans, then probably this will not be for you, because this book goes to some pretty dark areas, like as far as family dynamics and stuff like that go. And so, like I said, because it's kind of, I guess it was kind of sold as a thriller, and I guess it kind of is, in the sense that it's a serial killer type story or it's a murder mystery type story, but I think the mystery, you know, the whodunit aspect is, you know, secondary. I think it's like less important, because I didn't guess exactly what was going on, but I kind of got, you know, I kind of got in the ballpark of what was going on. But that didn't bother me. I think that where this book really shines is the examination of Camille's character, this broken, you know, traumatized character who's just trying to, other than like this horrible like upbringing that she had, and she's kind of trying to make a life away from that, but then she kind of gets thrust back into it, and then there's like these two little girls, and like this really insular town where everybody knows everything about everybody, and everybody's gossiping about everybody, and everybody's suspecting everybody of the murders, and so there's like this horrible like oppressive like small town kind of shit going on too. And then she has all the shit that she's going through with her horrible mother and her horrible half sister who's just like, yikes, that kind of character. So it's just like a really good examination of this just really messed up like family dynamic. I mean, seriously, I was reading it, and like I said, I read this all in like one day. It was like Sunday, and as soon as I, you know, had finished my shit for the day, I was just kind of like, oh, okay, I'll start reading this. And I just started reading and started reading, and then I couldn't like put it down. I wasn't going to read the whole thing in one day, but I just ended up reading it in one day. So no shame, you know. Another thing too, like the main character, I've seen like some other people's, this seems like it got like really like positive reviews. I mean, especially for a debut novel, this is one of the best like first novels that I've ever read. Very, very accomplished. I mean, Gillian Flynn, I guess she had written for Entertainment Weekly prior to that, so it's not like she was just coming out of nowhere, but this was actually her first novel, and it's like really good. Like the character work is good. I will say that it took a couple of pages for me to kind of get into the head of the character and like the way that she, because like I said, it's in the first person, like the way that she communicated like her stuff to the audience. Now, some reviews, and I went into this a little bit on my review of If You See Her by Anya Allborn as well. I saw that some people thought that the main character of Camille, whose eyes were seeing the whole story through, was unlikable, which again, I can see that. She came across to me very much like Jessica Jones, like a Jessica Jones type character who had like all of this messed up, like a horribly messed up childhood, a mother who apparently didn't love her and like says that outright, and like the way that she treats her is just like fucking horrifying. And it's just like, I was reading some of the scenes going, oh my God, it's like, I couldn't, it's, you know, because it made me feel like, it was like, well, I had a relatively normal childhood and a normal like relationship with my mom and stuff, and this was just like, I couldn't imagine. So she struck me very much like that, as this kind of, you know, she had been through all this shit when she was younger. No, nobody loved her. She had, you know, gone through all the self-harm and everything, turned everything back in on herself, but she still like had this really hard shell that she was projecting to the outside world, like to, you know, to deal with it and to make her way in life. But really, she's just like super vulnerable. It's like, you know, she's just like, she's always drinking. It's like, she's always making really bad decisions, you know what I mean? Like, in terms of like sleeping with people she shouldn't sleep with, doing drugs with people she shouldn't do drugs with, you know, things like that. So she's always making like bad decisions. But I did not find that that made her unlikable. And in a lot of ways, I think that's one of the best things about the book, is that you can see how she might come across as unlikable, because you're just like, oh my God, why are you doing this like stupid thing? But you can also understand, like, especially when she gets to Wind Gap in the book and starts interacting with her mother. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, holy, oh my God, like, if that was what my relationship with my mother was like, I can totally see how you might have gone down the same road. Another thing that I thought was really interesting too, and I don't think this is giving too much away, like I said, some of these book discussions are more like, I want people to read the books, but in a lot of ways, I like to do like more of a discussion thing rather than, because then I don't have to worry too much about like giving out spoilers, like mild spoilers. Like I said, I'm not going to tell anybody how it ended. I'm not going to tell anybody who the murderer was or anything like that. But, you know, some aspects of the book, if you don't want to know anything about the book, you probably should read the book before you watch the review, because I might give some shit away that you might not wanted to know, like, before you write it. So, just FYI. Another thing that I thought was really interesting, too, was that, I guess, the ways that a mother could affect her daughters, like, in different ways, because you have one that kind of, like, turned things inward, you have another daughter that kind of turned things outward, even though they had gotten, not, they didn't really get treated the same, because that's kind of one of the things that's going on in the book. You know, just an interesting thing, like, having this horrible dysfunctional family, like, how it affects different types of people, different personality types, like, growing up in that household. So I found that really interesting as well. If I had one criticism, and it's a very minor criticism, the end was kind of abrupt. Because I felt like I kind of called it, and I guess, like I said, I've seen some other, I haven't read either of her other books. She has Gone Girl, and I think she has one called Dark Places, and I'm definitely going to read both of those, and I, you know, will probably review them at some point in the future. But I've heard that that's kind of her thing, that she'll do, like, a twist ending, sort of, and then, like, at the very end, it'll be, like, another twist, and you're like, oh, shit. So this is definitely kind of like that. I don't know if it was a twisty twist, like, you know what I mean? Because I kind of sort of knew where it was gonna go, not exactly, but it seemed like it ended and then there was an epilogue, and then like a whole bunch of stuff like happened just like in the epilogue, like in the last couple pages, like it jumped ahead a lot and was like, oh, by the way, this happened. Like I said, I didn't mind it because it was kind of like a, you know, like a punch in the gut, like a big impact, but also it kind of left you wanting more, like, well, can you like expand on that a little bit? Can we unpack that a little bit more? But like I said, that's a very minor criticism. And I'm still not sure like if I liked it better the way it was, because it just like left things like pow and then like left, you know, rather than just going on and you being like, yeah, we get the point or whatever. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. But like I said, this was a really messed up, but like a lot of really messed up stuff happens in this. Like I said, it's very short, but it kind of goes, a lot of shit happens in it, and a lot of, you know, dark character traits and a lot of really fucked up shit is explored. So, you know, if that sounds like something you would like, if you liked Gone Girl, if you saw the movie or whatever, like I said, I think they did make Sharp Objects into a series, or a mini-series rather, I think it's 8 episodes, on HBO with Amy Adams, who also produced it, I believe. I have not seen it, although I've heard that it's very good. So I might want to watch it at some point because, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing an adaptation of this because this was like pretty messed up. So like I said, this is more on the thriller end of things than straight up horror because it's not supernatural, but it's super dark, it's super messed up, like seriously fucked up, really fucked up shit happens in this. So if that's going to bother you, don't rate it. But other than that, I really liked it. I mean, like I said, I don't want to start giving star ratings for everything, but probably 4 out of 5 on this one. It was really, really compelling. Once I got into the narration style, like the character, Camille's character, and the way that she talked and the way she thought and the way she related, it took me like 2 or 3 pages to kind of catch the wave of that. But once I did, I couldn't put it down. Like I just like sat there and just like I just sat here at my desk like with my neck all creaking, and I just like read through the whole fucking thing. So it was a really compelling read. I found it very compelling. If you like that kind of thing, then definitely by all means check it out, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye.